You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll hear about the discovery of some long-forgotten scientific discoveries by George Washington Carver here in Wisconsin.
First, in his budget proposal for the next 2 years, Governor Scott Walker proposed divvying up $42.5 million in new state funding for UW campuses based on performance measures. A new analysis of that proposal from higher education expert Nick Hillman shows which campuses would win and which would lose under that proposal.
Karen Herzog joins us now to talk about this analysis and how these performance measures might work. She's a higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you, Rob.
Well, before we get into how this whole system would work, from what we know of it so far and this analysis, would there be winner and loser campuses in going after this performance-based funding?
When you look at the measures and you average everything out, yes, you could argue that there are winners and losers, and that there are a lot of ways that this, if the idea of performance-based funding is to be used, there are a lot of ways that perhaps it could be organized differently. Madison comes out in all the measures. You're talking graduation rates, time to degree, a number of other areas. There are two measures of the 18 that the governor has suggested that another campus would rank number one. And that's Platteville, which actually would have the highest percentage of students doing internships and the highest share of degrees in healthcare and STEM. But remember, that's a smaller campus. UW Parkside and UW-Milwaukee are at the bottom of the list in terms of how much of this $42.5 million they would get over the next biennium.
So in a way, this is a competition between the campuses based on how they rank in these, as you said, 18 different categories, right? They would be sort of looking head-to-head in those results.
Yes, and that's one of the things that Nick Hillman, who is an expert on higher education policy at UW-Madison, that's one of the things that he pointed out is other states, there are 34 states so far that either have performance-based funding, at least to some degree, or are starting to put it into place. So it's not unusual to have it, but he isn't aware of any states that use a ranking system that pits campuses against each other to compete for funding, because one of the main reasons that he suggests you don't do that is you really aren't necessarily accomplishing your goals of improving the quality of the education, the number of graduates that you get who are employable, efficiency of campuses. And basically what you're just doing is creating sort of a cannibalism of the money that's available.
And in a way, you're not really comparing apples with apples on different campuses. Can you talk about how different campuses in the UW system have different missions and how that might impact some of these measures?
Well, that's a really important point. Now, of course, Wisconsin Technical College is about 30% of the funding they receive is tied to performance measures. Now, in the case of UW's system, the campuses, the four-year campuses, all have slightly different missions, and the student populations are very different. For example, Madison, obviously, as the research institution, the flagship, is highly selective. And you compare it to UW Parkside and UW Milwaukee, their mission, Milwaukee also has a research mission. Both of those campuses have a mission of access, which means that they are expected to accept students who are less prepared. So they're not going to have the same success with graduation and retention and all of these other measures that UW-Madison would, which would mean that they would come out in much worse shape with this method of funding.
Talking to Karen Herzog from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at a proposal in the governor's budget, a budget still in the early stages, that would have some funding based on performance measures divvied up between UW system campuses. Looking at some recent analysis of this, this sounds a little like the education argument over competence versus improvement we heard of in some Senate confirmation hearings. Another way that some people suggested to reward performance is to look at, okay, let's look at campus A along these measures and reward improvement over time on those measures. Is that right?
That's exactly right, and it's how other states do it. If you're looking at an institution, you're saying, show us some improvement. That's something that an incentive is built in for that campus because it's only competing against itself. And so it makes sense to consider doing it that way, especially when you have all these campuses in Wisconsin with different missions and widely different student populations.
So in the case of a UW-Milwaukee, the competitive system might be an incentive for them to move away from that mission of inclusiveness, accepting more students, being an opportunity for kids to go to college, and toward being more selective along the lines of UW-Madison.
Exactly. You look at the National College Scorecard, and that's one of the things that people worry about a little bit, is that if you really focus on this competitive thing and rates, when you're looking at rates of improvement, that you have campuses that say, hey, well, you know, we're gonna try to attract more applicants, but we're gonna accept fewer so that they can appear to be more selective. In the same sense, you could have a campus that is really intended to be an access university. UW-Milwaukee, for example, has a lot of students from Milwaukee public schools. You wouldn't want to necessarily encourage them to accept fewer of them if access is their mission.
Let's put this number in context, $42.5 million. How does that stack up compared to general state aid to the UW system?
Well, that would be about 4% over the 2 years of the biennium, 4% of $2 billion for the 2 years. And, you know, one could argue, well, that's just kind of dipping a toe into the water, and it is to some degree, but $42.5 million still is a lot of money for the UW system considering all the cuts that it has sustained in recent years.
Yeah, so it's not huge, but it's not nothing. So has there been a sign of, this is an opening idea from the governor, or does it seem like this is pretty locked in? And what have we heard from legislators in response, too?
Well, it's still really early in the legislative process. The budget is out there now, but really in any serious discussions about, you know, how lawmakers would want to change perhaps some of the performance measures. I mean, there are 18 performance measures in there under like 5 different categories or 6 different categories. A lot can change between now and the time the budget is actually adopted in late June, perhaps, or early July. But I think there's a pretty good chance that we will see performance-based funding to some degree because it is something that a lot of states are looking at. And the idea is holding campuses accountable. It's holding them accountable for affordability, for access, and for success so that parents, when they send their kids to school, will know that their kids have a really good chance of getting a degree that will allow them to get a job after graduation.
As we wrap up, Karen, do you think this performance-based funding part of the budget is going to be the main point of controversy in the higher education budget, or is it going to be the free tuition thing or the overall budget increase levels? Where do you see the main points of contention?
Well, I think that good point, and you mentioned tuition increase. I think that's going to be contentious. I don't think there's an appetite for that among Republican lawmakers because it's basically going to cost $35 million just to give that break to students, which doesn't add up to that much money. But it's a big hole that they would have to fill with taxpayer dollars. So I think both performance-based funding and the tuition increase will get a lot of attention.
We'll leave it there for now, Karen. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Karen Herzog, higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joined us to break down a new analysis of Governor Walker's proposal that would divvy up over $42 million in funding for UW system campuses and base it on a competitive performance.